Jesus.
Beans World. Fuck
what
you.
What is that, dude?
You don't like Beans World?
Not the way you're saying
all right, all right, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first ever episode of our temporarily named Beans World podcast. This podcast is hosted by yours truly, Sam motherfucking Christ, and I'm not the focus of the pod. The focus of this pod is to shine some light on our boy, our beloved Bean Boy. Bean Boy, welcome to the pod. How are you doing today?
Thank you. I'm doing good. How are you, Sam?
Not too bad. That was kind of a lame answer, but now I will take some time to
wait,
introduce.
Yeah, I was going to say, why are you introducing him? It's his fucking hour and you're not even going to say hi to me?
I was going to get to that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Now we'll be introducing our first guest.
Shit.
I thought for our first guest, two of the best friends I've ever seen, Bean Boy and Mitch, have that perfect dynamic. I thought Mitch would be our perfect first guest. So welcome, Mitch, to the pod. How are you doing today, Mitch?
Dude, I'm having a fucking hell of a day. I was expecting to come in here and shoot a regular episode, and then I heard we're shooting Beans World. And I got to tell you, I couldn't have been more disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, Beans, here's the deal, brother. We've had a bit of a problem with you on the regular pod lately. I'm just going to call it out. I'm going to put it all out there. Mitch, you had did some research on our Goose podcast.
Uh-huh.
And it really made me realize how you have sat here for multiple hours and not said a single word. And if I remember correctly, Mitch, you said you were listening to the Goose episode. And Bean Boy,
he's pulling up his fucking notes right now.
Okay, this is so. Just to prefix this, I didn't do this to come after Will, but
oh,
he started.
Did.
You started talking so late in the podcast that it took me half the pod to even realize you were there. And then I was like, "Well, now I have to fucking pay attention to it. Now I have to keep track of it." Yeah, I mean, my notes here. We got 16 minutes and 40 seconds into the podcast. Will giggles for the first time. Not even a fucking word yet. I heard the little laugh and I was like, that was Will? I'm like, oh, fuck. So then I started taking notes. You know, 2 minutes later, we got him to say a word. 2 minutes after that, Sam forces you to talk. And then
and he gave me nothing.
Yeah. And then about 16 minutes after that, Sam forces you to talk again. 44 minutes into the podcast, our guest asked you a question. That's fucking insane. Yeah, we got a total of like 12 different times you talked throughout an hour episode.
So what's that every...
I think it's safe to say you said less than 50 words in that entire episode.
Oh, most
episode.
Definitely.
Absolutely
probably.
Safe to
most
say.
Most definitely.
So I guess this, to get back to what the reason of this podcast is getting into the world of Bean Boy and getting some insights behind that beautiful, beloved mind of his. So let's talk this out a little bit. What caused you to not giggle until 16 minutes? What was going on through your head?
I don't know. The goose was just kind of standing there, and I was just kind of focusing on the goose and then just listen to our guest. And I don't know. It's sometimes just kind of hard for me to put myself out there and say something without interrupting a guest, you know?
So you're scared of the goose?
Oh, yeah. The goose was fucking 2 feet in front of me. What am I supposed to do?
It's a goose.
It's a trained goose.
It's a 3-pound bird.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, dude. I'm scared of a 3-pound bird.
So another comment that we've been getting a lot lately with you on the pod is viewers have been asking whether you are interested in men or women. So
I'm
going to
slap the shit out of you.
I wanted to ask you.
I'm going to slap the shit out of you.
I wanted to ask you live on the pod because everybody's wondering, have you, you know, changed your sexual preference?
No.
Are you bisexual?
No, no. I'm
you haven't changed it, so it's still dudes?
Fuck you. I'm fucking probably straighter than you.
Approximately how
combined.
Many dudes have you been with? Is
none.
Really what the people want.
On a scale from 10
none.
To 20.
None.
How many cocks do you think you could fit in your mouth at one time?
Oh,
none.
Man.
Serious question. Okay. All right, so just to get to the point, you are not homosexual.
No.
All right, the people know he is a little bi. We'll
no.
settle with a little
shut the fuck up.
All right.
Wait,
all
didn't right. you kiss me that one night?
Yeah, that's something I'd like to talk about.
Yeah, you
we've been battling for years because at a New Year's Eve party one time, Will comes up to me, grabs
Sam.
My head, and kisses me on the lips. And it was probably the gayest and most embarrassing moment of my entire life.
No, that Sam came up to me because he didn't have a New
it
Year's
It has given
kiss.
Me trauma for the last 4 years thinking about that kiss from you.
I'm going to fully plead the fifth on this one because I went through a phase in my drinking.
Oh
days.
Yeah, you were fucking sucking a lot of dick.
No, what? No. What are you talking about, dude? I went through a phase where, I mean, you gotta kiss the homies goodnight, you know. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. And I don't think that it's gay. And I'm comfortable with my sexuality enough to know that every once in a while you gotta kiss the homies when you're drunk.
You know, you kind of just inspired me because let's be real, Will. We've been debating back and forth. We both know damn well that was a mutual kiss.
Oh, yeah, that was a homie kiss.
It was a homie kiss, dude. We have been battling about this for years. You kissed me.
You said you kissed me. All right.
I didn't kiss shit. All right, but we know it was mutual. It was not sexual, but it's how you bond with the homies. A little lip hug gets it done.
Not all the time, just maybe once a year.
Once a year is not gay. I think we've come to a verdict on that one. Speaking of lips, I had a nice little lip pillow last night from a little Zinachino. Dude, that's one pet peeve of mine, actually. I hate all these dumbass names for Zins. I don't even know why I tried to use one. I tried a Zin from Europe last night that was 9 milligrams per pouch.
What's a regular Zin?
6 is the most you can get in the US.
3 and okay. 6.
Okay.
And dude, 9 is fucking nuts. I think I'm going to switch. Like, I've been a diehard vape guy for the last 6 years. Not proud of it by any means. I think it's by far the pussiest way to consume nicotine. Like, if you had to rate on a pussy scale of, like, you know, there's fucking Grizzly Wintergreen at the top of the badass scale, and then there's Skoal Extra
Hold
Mint.
On. We're putting Grizzly at the top. Top of the badass scale is Marbred Hundreds.
Yeah, what that's was the I
true.
Thinking?
That's the true. Like what the dudes I who thinking? Have been trying to die for the last
the
20
cowboy
years.
Killers.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Yeah, I don't know, dude. I need to quit vaping. Those 9 milligram Zins were just crazy. I think I'm going into the Zin game. I saw Tucker Carlson was hanging out with Nelk again. They were doing some Zins.
Yeah, see,
I'm to switch.
I'm have a. The only thing about vapes for me is that, believe it or not, it's by far the cheapest way to consume nicotine.
Oh, for sure.
It is way, because it might not be per milligram of nicotine, but if I buy a pack of cigarettes, I'm smoking the fucking pack, and I'm smoking it fast.
Mm-hmm.
But with a vape, I can just hit it like every once in a while when I want to hit it, and that fucker will last me like a week and a half.
I mean, yeah.
If I buy a pack of cigarettes, I'm talking like 2 days max on a pack.
And if you get drunk, for me, that's a one.
Yeah, then they're
occurrence.
Gone, dude. And it's the same thing with chew. I mean, if I fucking start losing the flavor in the chew, it's getting replaced instantly. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going through fucking a 10 a day, and I'm just burning money.
Dude, I just hate chew. Like, I can't, even with the Zins, I can't handle swallowing it. Like, I'll even spit that shit. I don't know. When I was in eighth grade, that was like all I did. My whole personality was like, I'm fucking dipping. You know, I was one of those little redneck kids spending every penny I had on a tin. Now I just can't even look at that shit. I don't know, dude. I think Zins are calling my name. Vape is out. Vape is like, it's starting to feel like cigarettes now. I feel like people start looking down on people that vape. It's like
a little bit. Little
I think
bit.
I'm going to switch to cigarettes, honestly.
Are you?
Cigarettes?
Are you a
seriously?
Are you a Zins at work kind of guy,
oh, no.
Or are you a vape at work only
just
kind of guy?
Just vaping cigarettes.
Yeah,
dude.
See, I know a lot of guys who are big vapers, but they're the fucking Zins at work because, like, you don't have a lot of time to just yank that thing out of your pocket 24/7.
No, it's nice smoking cigarettes though because you can just leave it in your mouth and not even have to
walk
touch
around
it.
With
yeah,
it.
You
yeah,
can fucking
for
do
sure.
Everything you want. You got a vape. You're constantly
it's so much more
in and
convenient
out of your pocket
to do anything but vape, and I think that's the main reason mm-hmm. I've stayed on it, because otherwise I'd be a fucking absolute animal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've nicotine is by far the worst addiction that has ever crept up on me, dude. Like, I'm a stoner. I fucking smoke a lot of weed. If I had to, I could quit weed. Drinking is not a problem for me. Like, I wouldn't have a problem, but nicotine, you'll never catch me unprepared nicotine-wise. I've always got a vape. I was always got a backup plan.
You always
that
got
vape
two
goes
vapes
out.
On you.
Yeah, you got to have two vapes pretty much.
Dude, it's
24.
It's just a soul crushing addiction.
Speaking of like the money aspect of this, I mean, as a fellow blue collar man, I got to imagine that you're blowing money at the fucking gas stations in the morning. I proudly, this is one of my biggest compliments, have not bought anything besides gas and energy drinks at the gas station for the last probably 2 months.
Damn.
Seriously.
Not a fucking ounce of food. Energy Damn. Drink every day and gas when I need it.
So what's your average like spending on energy drinks for the week?
Nothing crazy. I mean, literally maybe one a day. Maybe.
Dude, that's equivalent to being like a fitness guy in the blue collar world.
Dude, like,
that's
like,
such a flex.
That's like fucking a mortgage payment a month saved.
Bro, I'm the worst. Every day when I'm in the work season, every single day that I'm headed to the cities, I go to the gas station and I spend at least $12, I would say. Every single
that's
day,
it?
No matter what.
Yeah, 15 to 20 was a pretty fucking standard thing for a long time there. Oh, I mean, dude, if you're not packing a lunch, you're hungry at breakfast time, you're getting an energy drink, and then if you work for a company that doesn't fucking have waters on deck all the time, you're fucking blowing cash, dude.
I spend $20 to $25 a day, and that's not including gas. That's just shit from inside.
Yeah, but that's because you're a fucking gas station lunch and breakfast guy. Like, yeah. I would have thought for sure, knowing you and your dad, you guys are the type of guys that you're trying to save that extra dollar. How do you guys not pack a lunch? That's like rule number one that everyone says to saving money.
I've just gotten real lazy. It's just kind of easier to grab shit while you're already going into the gas station in the morning. That's really what it comes down to, is you get home, you really don't want to do shit after chores.
It's laziness, like, dude. Once you get that fucking union money, it's fucking...
Yeah, once you're making the money...
If I can just spend the money instead of do the work, I'm going to do it 9 times out of 10. It's comfortable.
But I mean, it's $100 to $150 a week. Now just add that up for the year. It's... I don't know.
Let's just do some math. No, in your head, Will.
Yeah, don't do it in your head. Do it in your head. I already got it done.
Oh, hold on here. We'll do 125. That's $6,500 a year.
Yeah. Oh, that's fucking chump change.
That's a.
That was last week's check, bud.
Yeah, I wish.
The fuck do you
Union
know?
Money ain't that good.
So, Will, I want to get this back on track because this is our first episode of Beans World. This is about Beans. Getting inside the mind of Beans.
We should ask for some fan suggestions on a name, too, because I don't know if we can ride with Beans World.
Oh, 100%. I stated right away, this is a temporary name. I would love to open up the floor. Anybody that's listening, Snapchat, OnTap Official, give us your name suggestions. Anything's open. We are not stuck on anything. I'm the worst at giving titles to things, so any suggestions, let us know. See, that's one thing that sucks about you being a part of this, Mitch, is you were always the suggestion guy.
Yeah.
If we put it out there, like, we need help with a name, you were always in, dude.
I was always ready to go. I always, because it's so much easier as a listener when you listen every week, you come up with your own ideas. But now I'm like out here spewing everything I have every Friday, and I just run out of creative energy.
So please, please give us your suggestions. But the point of this episode, so every episode is going to have essentially a Bean Boy thought of the week. And this week is saving money. Beans is always preaching, oh, I can't do this. I need to save money. I need to work my ass off. I'm not taking any days off this year. I'm on the grind. So Beans, let's break down your weekly budget. What is your biggest spender on the week, if you had to pinpoint that for us?
My biggest spender has got to be...
We already busted $125.
Yeah,
being polite.
$125
bucks.
Gas station stops.
Hold on, that's before gas though too. We didn't factor in gas. How many times a week you fill up your car with gas?
Two, three.
So probably tack another $100 on there. We'll say. So $250 a week probably.
Oh, my other spending habit is OnlyFans, but it's not as bad as the gas station stops.
You a big OF guy?
Yeah, I think it's time to quit, dude. It's gotten pretty wild.
Perfect. I'd love to get into this. What is your thing, man? How do you find your OnlyFans girls, and how deep into it are you? Because I've been deep into the OnlyFans world.
Oh, I'm not crazy deep, but it's about $100-$150 bucks a week. You know?
A week?
I've been bad, but that
holy
is,
shit,
that's crazy. So,
hey,
like, are
dude,
you,
some of the. You got to find the smaller OnlyFans, like the not real popular when it's actually them.
And you're are you just begging them? Like,
oh, I'm not begging.
How much for a video?
Oh, no. They just shoot me the fucking list and I say, here you go.
And
no.
You're just click. You got your card loaded in. You're ready to go.
Oh, the card's already in there.
So like, just a fucking a la carte menu at any restaurant. Just send the list, bitch. I don't want to talk to you.
Pretty much.
Jesus.
Pretty much.
The listeners are dying to know what type of porn attracts Bean Boy. Where are you going with it? Are you a weirdo, or are you go for some normal stuff?
Are we saying like OF, or are we talking like the just old Pornhub?
In general, because at some point or another, vanilla porn ain't getting the job done anymore.
I like the titles like stepmom. You know, I like to watch a stepmom.
I thought he was gonna like give us like a like something weird or something.
Some like fucking like, Ebony Anal Destruction 4 is my favorite film.
Dude, I want to peg down a MILF. I just thought of like a 50-year-old lady, just something about her. I don't know.
Dude, I can agree to that so much. I've been obsessed with MILFs since I like hit puberty.
Wait, hold on. Did you say MILFs?
I did say MILFs. MILFs. I've been obsessed with MILFs since I was probably 14. Like, from I was 14 to like 17, I don't think I watched any other porn besides MILF porn.
Mm-hmm.
It was all I even gave a fuck about. I don't know, man. I thought that was like a weird thing, though. I thought I had like an old lady kink. Have you ever?
Too.
Don't lie to me. Have you ever jacked off to any grandma porn?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, if I did, she had not like fucking.
Come on,
gray hair.
Don't lie. No, come on.
No, not cougar. Gray hair.
If it maybe says mature, it counts as granny porn.
Okay, then yeah, probably.
No, dude. Seriously,
her hair like, wasn't gray though, so I don't
I'm
know.
Talking. Old bitch. Not no. young,
anyone can dye their hair, dude.
Dude, I
not young grandma slut daughter. I'm talking a true grandma.
No. Never in my life have
oh,
you.
Oh, I definitely have, dude.
Fuck like, no.
I had no shame in my game.
I can't get off to that. Fuck no.
Dude, sometimes
at one point or another you just gotta mix it up a little bit.
I'm a big
little stranger in the
guy.
Bedroom.
You know, maybe I'll look it up tonight. I'll let you know how.
Dude, there's some gilfs out there that are unbelievable.
Is it really?
Yes.
Hey, now, since I brought it up, and it's just stuck in my head, I got to talk about it. When you said MILFs, that is probably the proper terminology, right? Because the multiple of calf is calves.
Damn, that's a good point. I never even thought of that.
Multiple MILFs.
So what about a DILF?
Should be MILFs. Yeah. As far as the English, because MILF is a fake word, right?
Yeah.
So as far as like the English language goes, calf and calf. Huh? So are two separate things. Calves is the plural of calf with an F.
So you would say like, oh, dude, I saw 5 hot MILFs over there.
I mean, I'm not saying that's how you're supposed to say it, but...
I'd still say like MILFs, not
but I think it should be MILFs.
Damn, so you'd be on the MILFs?
I'd be on the MILFs.
Mitch.
Let us know in the fucking comment section. MILFs or MILFs?
Mitch, do you fuck around on any of that shit?
On OnlyFans or what do you mean? No, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I've never bought an OnlyFans subscription.
Yeah, I call bullshit.
Man, I wish I could say the same.
I just haven't. I don't. My thing is I'm such a tight ass. It's just like, dude, there's nothing different than me. I can get all the porn in the world for free online.
Dude, and that is literally so true, too.
All the porn
there's
in
all
the
these
world.
Porn
there's
videos.
Way more than enough for me to jerk off for the rest of my life.
That's so true.
That I don't need to pay for.
And it is no, there's no more than a shameful act. So when I beat that shit like a motherfucker, I already feel as shameful as you possibly could. I turn it off immediately, usually try to go to sleep. Like, I'm like, oh, fuck.
I gotta imagine the post-nut clarity after you spend $50 to get a nut off.
Dude, so.
Is terrible.
That's just a regular jerk. When I spent, like, let's say I fucking bought a video for $40, I didn't even make it through the whole video. I know damn well I'm never going to watch the same video ever again. And then I do my business. Then it really fucking hits, dude. Like, even sometimes I'll wake up the next morning and be like, oh, man, what did I do?
See, that's another thing with the buying videos shit. I have this weird, like, selective, like, I'll go through fucking... I mean, I'm talking 10 videos sometimes before I even touch my dick.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just to find
the
right ambiance. So if I spend $40 for a video from this chick and I don't like it, I'm fucked. Then I just spent $40 for nothing.
That's a good point.
I just couldn't, you know, I just can't do it. I just think it's fucking crazy that you guys do that.
Yeah, my post-nut clarity, dude. I fucking, same thing as Sam. I just turned the phone off and I just realized what the fuck did I just do?
I just spent $140.
No, not on one video. Through the week. So, you know, you got like Monday, you know, maybe $15. And then you got like Tuesday, maybe 40.
So word on the street is you also, so going back to your budget, you like to send money to girls and guys for like you're like almost like a sugar daddy type of.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, hey, you're cute guy. You're a cute little twink guy. Here's $40. Go get whatever gay guys do. Get your nails done or something. Like, you'll do that.
I mean, I just send, shout out Justin. I just send him like $40 sometimes so he can get his nails done. But Other than that, that's it.
I always took you for one of them fuckers.
Fuck you.
I'm serious, dude. You look like the type. Either you look like the type of dude that's gonna get a wife that doesn't speak any English and she's just so glad to come across the country for you, or you're just gonna be a sugar daddy.
Mail order or like a sugar daddy. I could see Willow in like the cuck life.
Oh fuck no.
Will begged me back when he was in a relationship for months. He was like, dude, please fuck my girlfriend in front of me, dude. Like,
this is bullshit.
I would give anything for you to fuck my girlfriend in front of me, dude.
And you're lucky you're on the other side of the desk right now.
I'd be like, bro, like, come on, man. Like, I'm down to fuck your girlfriend, but not in front of you, dude.
I bet you 10 grand. If I really did say that, you still wouldn't do it.
No, fuck no. I'd be too scared, dude.
I would do it.
Fuck you, Mitch.
I don't give a fuck.
If Will was like, I'll give you 10
grand.
Well, I
mean, I'm in a relationship. But if I wasn't in a relationship, single guy, if anyone was like, hey, will you fuck my girlfriend or fuck my wife in front of me? Oh, yeah, dude. That's hilarious.
What the fuck?
I wouldn't even come, dude. It would be so funny.
Would you let him record it, too, or would it just be that guy?
The internet's forever, man.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you can't just be slinging dick on the internet without having... You know, once you have fuck you money, like Drake, you can do whatever you want. You can whip that motherfucker around. Dude, I was getting so many people were texting me like, dude, is this your nude? Did you leak this nude? And I clicked on it and it was Drake, you know, but it looks just like me. So I was like, I can see how you mistake it. And everything about me and him look alike, you know, we have like a different facial hair a little bit, but everything else, I mean, dick size and all, we're pretty much the same person.
Dude, that same shit happened to me when Jason Derulo's shit dropped. People were like, what, bro? What happened? Damn, dude, I never actually saw the Drake.
You didn't see the Drake leak?
No, so I'm like in tune. I understand TikToks. That there was some sort of leak. I've been seeing like there's the trend of guys like.
Well, I'm telling you for free, we can't throw this thing up on video at all, but I'll look it up on X. You guys talk.
And I'm out of the loop on this.
Oh my God, dude. This is one of the. Just keep going. This is one of the best leaks of all time.
So do you know anything about the origin of this leak beans?
No, I just know people are like fucking throwing up 3 foot fucking things and using it as a man schlong. I don't know, dude.
Are you a dick pic guy?
Fuck no. No.
You don't send them out?
That is one of the worst things you can fucking do.
Is it because you have a small one? Like, I'm being real. I'm not like, I'm saying.
You know, it's.
Because if I'm not a dick pic guy either, but it's for a reason. Oh my God. Is that actually Drake?
Yeah,
I don't even want to fucking say it. It's alleged, dude.
It's alleged, but dude, play it. Come on.
That's fucking. Holy shit, look at it.
What the fuck? I don't even want to see it.
Yeah, you do, dude. Yeah, you do.
This is an audio only podcast.
Dude's got a fucking hammer on him.
The people listening, he just showed me the Drake leak, and if you haven't seen it, like I don't know if I'd recommend looking, but Jesus Christ. I can't,
that's a fucking horse, dude.
I can't even dream of that.
It's unreal.
Oh my God, dude.
How do I get that out of my fucking head now? Fuck, dude.
He's got a thigh slapper.
So you're not a dick pic guy?
No, that's one of the dumbest things you can do as man is fucking send your cock out.
Have you ever sent one before?
Oh, when I was younger, no doubt. I was young and stupid.
Did you ever get screenshotted?
So I'm hoping it don't pop up.
Damn, you got screenshotted cock pics floating around somewhere.
Yeah.
That's rough.
And just think of all the exes that have
The only problem with like
scary world,
how, I mean, I don't know how girls are, but I know dudes back when we were in like fucking 7th, 8th, 9th grade. They didn't even have to get the fucking screenshot, dude. Their buddy was at their house with the fucking phone ready to go. Like, there's nudes everywhere that people don't even know are saved.
Mm. Dude, especially, I profit, being the fat goofy friend, I profited off of that system so much when I was in 8th grade, because I had no riz.
We call that square wheels.
Square wheels.
You can't wheel a chick because they're square. They're fucking hopping.
I definitely fell under that category. I definitely, don't get me wrong, I wasn't that much of a loser. I got some fucking picks, you know. I tried my way, but I had friends that were much more attractive and good with the ladies than me, and it would be awesome, dude. I remember my best friend growing up, he had a bunk bed, and he'd be snapping this girl, she'd send him a pic, he'd toss his phone up to me quick, I'd look at it, put it back down to him. Every time she sent a new one, he'd throw it back up, and, you know, that's true friendship to me.
Yeah, I mean, sharing your nudes with the boys has been, I mean, pretty much common practice for 5 to 10 years now. And if girls don't think that it happens, They're fucking delusional.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I had a few buddies go in the Marines. And
is it wrong?
Without a doubt.
Probably, but horniness does special things to men. We're not in the right mind frame. As soon as that fucker comes in, there's no stopping me. I'm not the same human I was 2 minutes ago.
Dude, 100%. You got a couple friends in the Marine beans?
Yeah, when a few of my buddies were in the Marines, you know, they'd fucking get a little desperate, and I'd just slide them a couple things to get them by for the time, you know.
Your girlfriend?
Yeah.
So your friend would hit you up and be like, yo, dude, I got nothing to look at, man.
Like, and I'd be like, yeah, here, just keep it on the DL, dude. That's looking out for a brother right there, dude.
That's being a true homie. That's
imagine
true
being homie in the shit, barracks, man. Fucking... no ass for months. Fucking
imagine being in the barracks and now, because you sent your girlfriend the nudes out and he sent it instantly to everyone else in the barracks, just so you're aware.
Fuck
he's
it.
Like, dude, yeah. He came through. Yeah. And he's like doing
trades.
So now
trades. They're all jacking it simultaneously to your girlfriend. I mean.
Dude, I distinctly remember doing a nudes trade with another kid when I was in ninth
what the
grade.
Fuck?
I swear to God, dude, he was like, all right, you send me this girl's and that girl's, I'll send you this one.
They had Pokemon cards in the 90s, but we had fucking nudes in the 2000s.
Well, I've said it before, and I'll say it again, dude. I swear it was all due to that, the dumbass cops coming to us when we were too young to even know that shit and be like, do not send nudes to the opposite sex. And it's like, what?
Yeah, dude, if you get exposure too early, they're teaching you at some point.
I swear that. Literally. I was innocent, dude. I'm like, girls... take their shirt off and send it to me one day? That's the greatest thing I've ever heard. I remember when my whole childhood, my dad in his work truck had a little titty calendar.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I'd be sitting in there and I'd be just side-eyeing it. And he'd be like, what are you looking at? And I'd be like, nothing. That fucker did.
You got to rock the titty. Everyone's dad had that in the garage or in the truck or something. Some titties flying
just
around. My dad had a Playboy subscription at one point. I was fucking on, like, white on rice on that thing, dude.
Your dad gets divorced. He's like, all right, time to get a Playboy subscription.
That's so fucked up.
First step, better get some Playboys.
Oh, that's great.
So, Beans, let's get back to your budget. So, we are spending way too much on OnlyFans. The gas station's kicking your ass. You have a kid. What are we looking at for daycare?
Daycare is $1,300 a month.
A month? Damn, that's a fucking, that's a mortgage payment.
Yeah, dude, that's, remember to pull out.
Oof. Shout out, Siggy. Yeah. For that one. Jesus Christ, dude.
Love him to death.
So... all right, you know, right now we're not looking too bad. We're looking at about, what does that equal a week?
And I'm quitting OnlyFans, so you can fucking put
that. So
that
one's gone.
$1,300 a week is 425, or $1,300 a month is $425 a week.
Oof, duh. So we're looking at $425 plus $125 on average for the OnlyFans.
Plus $250 at the gas station.
So cancel out OnlyFans.
Jesus Christ, Beans, how do you even have any money?
I don't know. Living in dad's basement.
That is true. You don't have to pay rent,
dude,
anywhere.
It sucks though, because when you don't have to pay rent, your fucking money goes elsewhere, dude.
Plus you gotta be your dad's bitch. That's the biggest reason.
I don't mind it though, because it's good life lesson for when you get your own place, you know.
Yeah, true.
As soon as you get your own place, you're basically your own bitch. You ain't got no one to help you, you know.
You gotta earn that keep.
Exactly.
That was my problem with my dad. I was not willing to earn my keep at his house.
Don't get me wrong. We fucking butt heads every day and want to punch each other. But at the end of the day, it's my dad. I'm a son. Fucking rock it out.
And he's a free babysitter.
See, I was like, dude, as soon as I fucking... me and my dad butted heads, as sons and fathers do. I love my dad more than anything. He's my best friend. But at a certain point, you're just going to fight each other.
Yeah, you can't
work with
that motherfucker. And guess what? I have to work with him just about every day. Yeah.
And I was, we were arguing enough. And I was like, dude, I got fucking money. Like, I don't need this shit.
You're like, this sucks.
And I left, and I made it better. It made it better. Me and him, we don't fight at all anymore. Well, we fought on Christmas, but it wasn't anything major. We were just having a couple of drinks.
Yeah, a couple.
100.
Yeah.
Beans, you been having any drinks lately?
No, dude. I've been off the piss for quite a while now. Honestly.
You have been well-behaved. I'll give you that.
That's the nice part about having the kid, you know, every other weekend, but I've had him pretty much every weekend for the last month, so... it's nice, you know, instead of $150 bar tab for the weekend, it's nothing. Saving that money.
Yeah, I mean, 100%, bro. And those, for those of you that don't know, Beans is recently a single father. He's killing it, doing his own thing, hitting the gym.
Hashtag DILF life.
DILFing ain't easy, baby.
He been living a healthier lifestyle, hanging out with the kiddo. How's the single life been, dude? Have you been talking to any new women?
No, women ain't my priority. Just me and my boy in the gym. The gym's my quiet place.
Just the gym. Gym and money.
Me and my boy in the gym.
Oh, yeah, dude. You should see the gains.
Dude, I would love to see you get all meathead mode.
You should have asked Gavin about the other night. I was pretty meathead fucking mode.
Were you just fucking throwing the weights around?
Oh, dude, I was getting pissed. I couldn't finish some sets, and I was punching shit. And Squalla was looking at me all funny, and I'm like, dude, I'm pissed at myself.
Were there other people there?
Oh, yeah.
And you're just like, fuck!
Oh, yeah. I'd be mid-set just yelling, fuck.
Just looking over like, dude, you see that crazy
Not
guy?
A chance I'm ever doing that in the gym. Just, if anything's going wrong, I'm just keeping it to myself, dude.
Oh, no, dude. Four scoops of pre-workout, dude, and I'm fucking off the walls. I don't finish a set. I'm fucking raging.
Every time I see someone freaking out of the gym, I just look at them like, what the fuck? Like, I'm just, it makes me so uncomfortable. Like, dude, let me just finish my workout. Like, deal with your own problems at home.
That's fine. Fuck you. I don't care about you.
Deal with your own problems at home, dude. Neither do I. So quit making fucking noise.
Don't come to my gym.
I don't. I would never.
Willie, what's your cry spot? You got a good cry spot?
Dude, I really don't cry.
No? Never?
Not really.
I've seen
you
cry so many fucking times.
Yeah, probably when I get drinking. When I get drinking, that's when I fucking let it out.
I can think of like 15 times in the last 2 years I've seen you cry.
Holy fuck, really that many?
Probably.
I must have been really hammered a lot.
There's nothing wrong with that. Guys are allowed to cry.
No, it's okay.
No one want a piece of
that's actually a 16-inch block. Yeah,
looks like it was laid by someone who didn't finish ninth grade.
Probably.
All right. I'm going to get us back on track, and we're going to start winding down this podcast a little bit. We've gone through a few of your spending problems. We've gone through a little bit of your love life. You know, we're learning more about our beloved Bean Boy. We had our lovely guest, Mitch. Mitch, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks, Mitch.
I think our last question for the Bean World podcast, temporarily named that, is Beans, what is this show going to be about in the future? What can the people expect?
The people can, when they listen in, they can kind of expect just my weekly thoughts, maybe some major events that happen, or just kind of like what I'm thinking on a day-to-day basis.
Weekly thoughts. This is going to be a short podcast. That fucking guy, there's nothing going on up there.
Oh, fuck. That is, shout out Dr. J. He just gave me a reminder we had to talk. Will, you said off camera, you said something about how you did quit for a couple of days and you had a relapse.
Yeah, I actually, at the beginning of the week, I told myself, you know, done jerking the fucking chicken, right? I relapsed this morning before work. I got up at 3 a.m.,
All right, Pete, thanks for your last thought of the week. Next week we might be talking about your masturbation habits. Maybe we'll talk about the relationship between you and your dad. Who knows?
We're
gonna hit everything.
Thank you, boys, for having me on. By the way, I forgot to say
absolutely.
Thanks
Mitch.
For being here.
It was a pleasure to have you. Thank you to everyone that came to the shit show of a first pod. We're kind of trying to figure it out a little bit, so bear with us. Let us know what you think. Snapchat us at OnTapOfficial. Message us at OnTapPod on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.